Would you, I want to adjust this so that it will pick up your voice.
Oh, I see. I better move a chair.
No, that's fine. I'll adjust this. Would you count the microphone?
All right. That's all right.
Here.
Thank you. Now, is that all right?
And,
if not, remove the chairs. Both of them will move.
This will be, I can adjust it.
Oh, I see. Distance.
So, just in your normal voice, would you count up to 20, say, just in the same voice?
One, two, three, four,
right.
About like that.
Right.
Well,
uh-huh.
I tell you, if it isn't, why, you give me a motion, and I'll...
All right.
If it's down too high, raise your hand. If it's low,
then
put it down.
And if you'll start now, you just count up. Just start with one and...
One, two, three.
Right.
One, two, three. Well, how do I begin? Back when we was all kids, is that...
All right. I'd like you to count, say, just in your ordinary voice, from 1 to 20.
One, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20.
All right. And the days of the week. Would you just Sunday, Monday?
Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
Sometimes the direction of this, I believe I'll put this right in
the... All right, that's all right. Okay.
And then the months of the year.
January, February, March, April, May, June, July, August, September, October, November, December.
All right, I think that'll be fine.
Yeah.
There's a needle there that keeps moving, and if the needle moves away from zero but not into the red section, then that means that the voice is picking up all right. So we can forget about it now. And
then.
That's the advantage of the thing.
You know, they're wonderful over at church. John has a recorder in the 4-HC, and he'll take it and get services. You know, and it's really good.
They're wonderful things to keep.
They are.
And
another thing,
perfect record.
You probably forget some of the things, and you can play that over and you get it. Of course, now we have had a little trouble in our United States with those things, but still, on the other hand, it proves that they can be good for you, or useful, or they can be dangerous.
They can be abused.
Okay. Yes, they can.
If you use them for good purposes. Some people are rather reluctant because of Watergate to talk to a tape recorder, and I'm sorry about that because...
It does make it hard on you, but still, on the other hand, it's the misuse that's given them.
Right.
It's not that.
And if you don't do anything that's
wrong, you don't want to have recorded it.
Nothing to worry about.
Right, nothing at all.
It really is a wonderful gadget, and more and more libraries are going to depend on recordings like this instead of books and for research tools.
Yes.
And then books will come out of the recordings.
That's right. Uh-huh.
But the recordings themselves are a very valuable source. And, so these we keep in the library in Atlanta.
Yes, that's right.
And then scholars will be working on it in years to come.
Boy.
So. Now, you were talking about your family.
Uh-huh.
Could you tell me a little bit about where they came from?
Well, they were both reared. The old home place was right where I lived. And my mother was reared up here, born on this place. And I have her part of her daddy's land. It's my granddaddy's land. And so I have cut some red cherry off of it. And I have a cabinet made, and I'm going to have some more furniture made out of that red chair.
Oh, I see.
And I appreciate it because, things like that, I think, mean a whole lot to us.